Nigga, you got five monitors. What the fuck is you doing? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk about this real quick. I'm trying to rush through topics, really. So, Logan Paul, by the way, we're in the NFT era. And I remember thinking while we're in this NFT era, like, you know, a few months ago. It feels like a few months ago. Maybe it was a year ago. I was thinking, I'm like, yo, damn. I don't really get it. Everybody's telling me, yo, get the, you got to get the MetaMask. You got to get the OpenSea. You got to go get. And, like, you know what I mean? I remember a couple of artists. They wanted me to, they wanted to, like, gift me, like, NFTs. And I could see the promotional value in it for them because they were like, well, if I have an NFT and maybe I talk about it, it might make the more people come to the NFT and this and third. It was a market for, you know, really the exchange of crypto coins for these virtual assets. Here's the thing, though. And this is the thing about, like, you know, not only cryptocurrency, but also NFTs. These things literally are worth, like, if you're saying something is worth $623,000, what gives the value? Usually the value is determined by the market, right? A Lamborghini, right? A Urus. It's probably about $300,000, right? Before tax or whatever. $300,000 for the car, right? Now, if it's $300,000 for the car, why is it worth $300,000? It's just the parts that worth $300,000? Well, why is the parts worth $300,000? Well, it's because if that's on the market, that's the market value of it. That's what people would normally pay. Now, granted, and this is why, you know, you get into these other alternative markets like the reseller market, when especially when it comes to Yeezy and like exclusive drops and shit like that. But they kind of use a mix of the both to kind of create this NFT market shit where they would have these digital assets. They would have them limited. And because you saw someone cool with it, it would be valued a certain amount because you would see someone else buy something for that's close to it that was valued kind of closer the same. Anyway, Logan Paul bought an NFT. And it was probably just a fucking just image, right? I think this is, right? $623,000 in 2021. Now, what was being said about the whole crypto and NFT market, it was going to the moon. Biggest scam ever. I told you I'm down massive in cryptocurrency, okay? Now, I don't know how it goes from being worth $623,000 to worth $10, but I gotta imagine, like, nigga, how? Like, you know, Ethereum, I mean, granted, at the peak, like, November, it was at 4,000. Let me see what Ethereum is at right now. Let me see. Ethereum's at 1,300. So it's definitely down, like, 50, like, 60, 65% or so like that. If you look at around 65% of that value, it shouldn't be $10. So I got to imagine that the NFT market crashed, right? Is that what's going on? Yeah, the market for NFTs are crashing, and it's probably crashing because the crypto market is a little bit unstable, but it also keeps declining. So essentially, why would you keep buying NFTs if, for example, and it's because it's using cryptocurrency, I would believe, is a reason. If you buy something for $10 today, right? But let's say $10 is one Ethereum. It might be, so it's worth one Ethereum now, right? One Ethereum in a week might be $8. So again, the market keeps going down, and I think the NFT market is probably getting shook by it. That's kind of wild. $623,010. That's like some Dogecoin amount of type of bullshit. I'm wondering if there's a ploy with this, by the way. So I'm wondering if Logan is saying this to jump ahead of what we believe is coming. This is what a lot of people in the that sphere is saying. They believe people like Logan Paul, and they claim he's one of the biggest, I won't say culprits, but the biggest subjects of this, that he helped inflate a bunch of either coins or NFTs, which some people might call market manipulation, which the SEC would care about, not necessarily for cryptocurrency, but definitely for the stock market, but they're supposed to manage all markets, kind of, right? Kim Kardashian million SEC. She came to a deal, so she got, and by the way, this is the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. They charged her for illegally touting a crypto security, right? I'll read through it real quick. I can't really stay here long. But it says the Securities and Exchange Commission announced today charges against Kim Kardashian for touting a social media crypto asset security offered and sold by Ethereum Max without disclosing the payment she received for the promotion. By the way, a lot of people accuse that from Jake Paul, a few rappers, and definitely Logan Paul too, okay? Kardashian agreed to settle the charges and pay $1.26 million in penalties, disgorgement, and interest, and cooperate with the commission's ongoing investigation. The SEC order finds that Kardashian failed to disclose, that she was paid $250,000. So damn, she was paid $250,000 and she had to pay $1 million extra. Wow. To publicly post on her Twitter, publicly post on her Instagram about the EMAX tokens, the crypto asset security being offered by blah, blah. It contained a link to the website, which provided instructions for potential investors to purchase tokens. This case is a reminder that when celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean that those investment products are right for all investors. We encourage investors to consider an investment potential risk. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, Ms. Kardashian case also serves as a reminder to celebrities and others that the law requires them to disclose to the public how much they're being paid to promote investment in securities. By the way, we all heard this was going to come. I think Kim K, rather than fighting it behind the scenes, Kim K is doing just way more money business above the board and would obviously want to be on very good terms with the SEC, so she just jumped on the sword. People like Logan Paul, who I would assume they're looking at, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, anybody who ever promoted a crypto coin or cryptocurrency without disclosing what they were paid to do it, especially the big guys, they're probably trying to, like, you know, avoid getting into this situation. $1.26 million for Kim K that's nothing. You know what I mean? That's like a fart. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Okay. So, damn, the penalty she paid was $1 million. So it was about $260,000 in disgorgement, right? And then a pre-judgment interest and a $1 million penalty. She also agreed not to promote any crypto asset securities for 3 years. Okay, I got to tell y'all, look, we could Google right here. influencers who promoted crypto coins. Like, there's probably going to be a long list. They're probably going to come at Gordon Floyd, 100%. 100%. See, there's a fucking list. Look, New York Times got a list. They're going to go Floyd. So how influencers hype crypto without disclosing they're getting paid. Look, celebrities like Kim K, Floyd. Then let me see who else they have. Promoters like Mr. Paul. Who's Mr. Paul? It's probably Jake Paul, right? Paul. No, that's, oh, that's Paul Pierce? No. It's definitely Logan Paul. Rose to fame as a video blogger, this and third, da, da, da. Yeah, I say all that to say, I think Logan, it's kind of a PR a little bit to show that, yo, I'm not a piece of shit, because they're going to come at him, right? So when they come at him and they find him, it's going to make the news, and people are going to be like, damn, you just scammed your fans. So when you put out there, no, I lost money too, it makes it seem like, oh, I just didn't know. I'm ignorance, right? I didn't know. You know what I mean? I was believing in the hype by a lot of people, right? Okay, so they're talking about Jake Paul, not Jake Paul. Is it Jake Paul or Logan Paul? Dink Doink? I got to see if it's Jake or Logan. Let me see. Logan? Oh, yeah. It's the first word in the thing. Logan Paul has a message for 6 million Twitter coins. He was all in on a new cryptocurrency called Dink Doink. Oh, my God. Yeah. Essentially, put it like this. And rappers did it, too. I think the SEC is going to go after the big dogs. Everybody listening here, they're probably going to go after. They're probably going to go after Paul Pierce, Logan Paul. Who else? Floyd Mayweather, right? They're going to go after those guys. They'll probably have, like, try to go at the top 20% of those people who probably, like, you know, benefited the most. But, like, you know, it's kind of like the PPP loans. Not everybody who did PPP loans are going to go to jail and have to pay back. The niggas who just hit a lick for like $8,000, they not about to go wild on you. The nigga who did for $2.3 million like an idiot, he's going to jail, right? They technically would be wasting resources trying to catch everybody. So that's just kind of what's going to happen here. And we'll see. Yeah, they got a lot of other people's names up in this bitch. Oh, yeah. And the same thing on the Ethereum Max shit, oh, Paul Pierce was on it. So if they got and they say Kim Kardashian is cooperating. Yeah, Kim Kardashian snitching. Facts. She's going to be telling on Paul Pierce and everybody else. Well, clearly she probably doesn't know his deal, but she probably going to tell on the company, and then the company are going to, like, you know, it's going to make a case for them to get at Mayweather and Pierce. Okay, that makes sense. Damn, they did a whole fucking thing on this. All right, chat, listen, I want to stay here. I want to stay here, and there's much more to react to. Send it to my DMs. I have to run. I have to run. Got a really quick, important meeting. I will be back tonight. Message me everything that I haven't talked about. I'll be back tonight. I'll be back tonight, okay? Love y'all. I will be back later. Drill.